and ready to go out. I'm going to get the push bike out the cellar, yep.
Well, I think the idea would be to get that out of the cellar before you have the shower.
Ah, good man, Wilson. I was wondering who would be first to spot that.
Bank 0BPZ Mobile 30GCL. Well, if you're going down in the shower and you're all nice and clean, you'll be breaking out in a sweat when you, by the time you pulled it up the steps out of the shower, the cellar, so I would. Do the dirty job first, then go and get cleaned up.
Yeah, this is very true. Oh, I better check the tyres on it because it's not been looked at in 2 years.
Is that how long you've not used it for?
Yep, certainly is.
So it was 2 years, New Year's Eve you used it last?
No, I went out on it a couple of times after then because it was easier than putting it back down the cellar. Until I got fed up with it in the garden, and then it went back down the cellar again.
I knew you'd, what do you call it? I knew it'd have to be something. Yeah, well, I say we've got HH to the east, which is a fantastic one. It's always got quite a good coverage down here. That sun is very low in the sky. It's lovely, clear. Bit of cloud about, but it's a nice day, you know. It's damp, the road's damp with all the fog, frost and that they've had, the ice. But the sun's low in the sky, you know, and like, I'm all right in a minute, but as soon as it's like a change direction on Moultrie, you're heading into it, you know, it's really blinding.
Oh yeah, it's not good driving, is it? Squinting all the time. I always keep a spare pair of sunglasses on, visor next to me. You know, just because of that. But, well, yeah, looks like it's still a nice day out there. It's had a good frost last night here.
Yeah, like 0BPZ Mobile, 2 0 ambulance going past us in third lane here. I'm just hoping she's not going to something on the motorway. Maybe it's flowing alright, she's probably just cutting along the motorway and coming off. Unless they've got somebody already in the back of the ambulance, because I always saw the driver driving when it overtook me, so the other paramedic could be in the back.
Yeah, it sounds very possible. Well, they do use the motorways, don't they, to cut across places. It's a much quicker way of getting there, and I suppose it's less hassle than going round corners when they're trying to treat somebody.
Yeah, well, if they've got them on a spinal board or something like that, they don't want to be chucking them about, do they? Junction 16, I think, was
that now, wasn't it? 20GCL returning. Well, that's not bad going at all, that. That's a very good coverage for there, isn't it? We could just do with one going north now.
Oh, we'll find one. What I was going to say to you, it's the matrix sign has given me an estimation to junction 8, which is the M5 where I'm going to, of 45 minutes, so there you go. So there must be no problems, because they'd have it up on the signs, wouldn't they, telling you about delays. So 45 minutes to M5, junction 8.
Yeah, it's not bad going. There'll be no works traffic, will there, today? Apart from a few local deliveries, perhaps. Because nowhere will be open tomorrow. You have to take stuff in.
A lot of Arctics on the motorway, but I've just seen two. MZLZPZ Mobile. I've just seen two of Nolan's Arctics. They're probably heading for Holyhead to get the boat back so they can be home tonight, you see.
Yes, yeah, I would imagine so. Get late afternoon crossing, won't they?
There's one goes at... Well, they do have a 2 o'clock in the morning one, but I don't know about New Year's Eve if they'll run one tonight. I don't know. The one I normally get, if I go on my own, is a 2 o'clock in the morning one, gets me there for 6.
I wouldn't go over there quite that early. I might set off about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and get the midday one, but I wouldn't go for 2 o'clock.
I do, because there's nothing on the road. You've got the 3 hours, 3 and a half hours to have a kip, and then when you wake up, you're just pulling into port, and then I've got an hour and a half drive up to Port Leash, and that's it then.
Yeah, so it's not bad. It's like going up to our kids. They always get the first ferry in the morning. You know, I'll drive up there because it's a long way, and then get sort of 7 or 8 o'clock crossing. Gets you there sort of 11:30.
Yeah. Like zero, that's their mobile 20 GCL. Co-op wagons are out anyway. They're delivering to the co-op. But these are the big. That one's not one, I've just seen one somewhere. Yeah, it's a co-op wagon, it's one of the great big tow trailers that they use.
What, a double decker?
Yeah, that's it, he's running between distribution centres, isn't he? You won't find him delivering at the co-op shops, there's not much room for the rigid at some of them.
20 GCL, yep, yeah. Yeah, it's probably doing point-to-point distribution. And they ship it out in the smaller ones, don't they? Because I mean, a lot of the co-ops are tucked away down side streets and things.
That's it, yeah. There's another attic on the other side of co-op. One to scan your fridge, so... Some of them attics do deliver to some of the bigger ones, but most of the ones around here also are poked away in the corner somewhere. I think they've got a depot at Witness, a lot of the wagons run from there.